We're less than a week from Thanksgiving, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is recommending that you stay home and only celebrate with people you've lived with for the past 2 weeks. For more on how you can celebrate this holiday safely, let's bring in Aaron Bromage. He's Associate Professor of Biology at the University of Massachusetts, Dartmouth. He's on Skype. And Professor, first off, why is this CDC recommendation necessary?
Well, there's really two recommendations there is stay home and keep your family, you know, household to one. So we know with people traveling, it's just going to either spread infection on the front side as you're going there, or on the other side, after Thanksgiving, you're going to bring it back to your own community. But then in your own home, what we are seeing, you know, in Massachusetts, the data is really quite clear that the vast majority of new infections are happening in your home. So you bring a single person into your house, that one person is infected and they end up infecting 4, 5, or if you're having a Thanksgiving gathering, 8, 9, 10 other people in your house.
What if people are intent on seeing each other and they want to get tested and then get together? Is there a way to do that safely? Because getting a negative test one day does not necessarily cover all of your bases.
Right. And I will admit I am exactly in the same category too, because my wife's mother, we would like to have her here for Thanksgiving. And we are pulling our hair out on how we can do this safely. And there is no safe in amongst this, but how can you lower the risk? And it really is lowering your interactions down to just the lowest risk interactions you can have in the week leading up to Thanksgiving. So no going to restaurants, no going to bars, limit grocery shopping, and then a test as close to Thanksgiving as you possibly can with a result. So there is a path to do it, but can people really do 7 days of low interactions and get a test with a result that comes back in time? And that's, you know, one of the tough things with it.
But there are other considerations. What about a family that has a college student coming home, for instance, and their college student can't stay in the dorms? How can families like that manage that type of situation?
Yeah. And so this is really incumbent on the college to make sure they're doing it right and not spreading it around the country. But again, what can the college student do is if they're not already, their interaction should be virtually nothing for the next 4 or 5 days. Then they need to take a test before they leave the school. And, you know, they could take the test and drive home, but then they need to isolate themselves away from the rest of their family until at least they get the result, but preferably lower the type of interactions that you're having for, you know, a week or two after you come back. Open a window, open a door, even a crack or two makes an enormous difference in the amount of virus that could build up in the air and infecting others.
Let's fast forward a week. The turkey's gone for people that don't follow these guidelines and do attend family gatherings outside of their bubbles. What should they do? Should they be quarantining?
Yeah, if you are adamant that you are going to have your 10-person, you know, feast and enjoy it and have fun with your family, and I get why you're doing it, you then have a responsibility to make sure that you don't take that personal risk and move it around in the community. And so again, you should be lowering interactions down in the weeks after that and getting a test where you can. My kid's school is doing something very similar to this. Today is their last day, and they're not going back to Wednesday. And everybody on the Monday has to drive past the school and get a test, and it has to be cleared before they're allowed to come back on the Wednesday. So there are things that you need to do to make sure that you are not bringing your risk from your own choices into the community and infecting others.
Have you come to a resolution on your mother-in-law coming to visit?
Yeah, so it's going to happen. I have spent about $1,000 on making my home ready. I have two enormous HEPA filters in my house. My wife and I both got tested yesterday, you know, pulling our kids out of school. We have got a carbon dioxide monitor in the house now to know that we're getting the right air exchanges. But I'm terrified. I mean, I've never been said that I'm fearful of this before, but this does worry me. But I've done the best that I can do. We have to now live with the risk that we are now facing. And it's tough. And I'm conflicted with this literally every single day.
But ultimately, you're telling people if you don't have to take that risk, you shouldn't.
Right. And I don't understand the longer distance travel to do this, because there's such a big travel issue with flying or buses or trains or however you're getting around. And then bringing two households together is risky. You add a 50% risk by adding a third household, and it just keeps going up the more people you put together.
Aaron Bromage is Associate Professor of Biology at the University of Massachusetts, Dartmouth. Thank you so much for joining us, and you have a good and safe Thanksgiving.
Thank you for having me on your show, and you have a great Thanksgiving as well.